Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, where ordinary heroes tell extraordinary stories during unique and never been heard before conversations with your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Hillary's unique listening and way of asking questions results in conversations that aren't usually talked about, so you can create the life that you really want but are afraid you can't really have. We are demonstrating the greatness in the human spirit and creating a world where we all reclaim our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. Now, here's your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show. And today we have a very, very special guest, as always. This one's really special. Okay, so how did you like that? Reclaiming our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. I think that's a pretty cool life. And with saying that, I'm going to just shamelessly promote my own books. This was my third book. If you've ever felt bad about feeling bad, this book is for you. You can even make complaining fun. It's called Your Bullshit is Your Blessing, How to Stop Fixing Yourself and Start Having Fun. I recommend it if you ever feel bad, okay? This one is Real Talk, How to Say the Things You've Never Said so you can have the things you've always wanted. If you're someone who does not speak up, this book and the Getting Real process can help you. You can go to realtalkwithhillary.com, take my quiz, and schedule a talk. Let's talk. All right. And then if you just want some great summer reading, my first book, The Second Piece of French Toast, is juicy. It's real, and it was courageous to put this in print. So I recommend all three of them highly, if I do say so myself. Anyway, that's just my shameless promotion of my own stuff. Now, let's introduce, okay, I'm going to say it right, Bhavani Vizhaparma. Was that close?
Really good.
Okay, good. All right. And this is her first English interview. Bhavani has been on TV and radio before in her own language called Tamil, which she'll talk more about. She is a senior settlement counselor and media coordinator in her job, which she'll also talk about. I'll let her tell her story, but it's a very, very, very inspiring one. And here I go crying. Welcome, Bhavani.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kay.
Great to have you. Yay. All right. So you had said, was there anything you want to say just to be here?
This is like a really unexpected invitation.
Yes.
I could say.
We just met a week ago. So
yeah. Then I didn't think about it, but I right now only I got it. I had a dream about it maybe.
Wow. Isn't that cool? Yeah, we just met a week ago. I needed a guest. And I was like, hey, do you want to be on my show? And she was like, yes. I was like, you do?
So without any case, yes, because I'm living that moment. So I don't even, something is correct. I really connected kind of right away. So. Hey.
All right. Well, we hope we have a very cool message for everyone. So yay. So I'm just going to tell a little bit of your story and then you can correct me if I'm wrong. So Bhavani was born in Sri Lanka. She had she called it a butterfly life, like a princess. Everything was great. Nothing ever went wrong. And she just had a wonderful life. Is there anything you want to say about that before stuff happened? Anything about that life?
That's the life everyone has. So they're living that life, but until we have forced to come out from Sri Lanka due to the war.
Okay. All right. So before we go to the war, which I know could not have been fun, can you just tell us like about your life? Like, were you a real princess? Were you living in a castle? Were you just had money? Like, what made it so wonderful? I know you said you had no problems. Was it? Yeah, can you tell us about that? I mean, it's natural, it's normal for you, but for us, I just want to know what that was more like.
Yeah. So I do feel like I'm a princess, but we are six of us. I'm three boys and three girls. I'm a second of this family. But wherever I go, they will ask, "Are you only one child for your parents?" Then I didn't get it. Why they ask me for? No, I am the oldest one. I'm a very responsible person. I have a siblings too, younger siblings, four of them. Then I'm the second of the family and a first girl. So that means normally older girl is a responsible. But like, why they asking? Wherever I go, they do ask only one child. Then I got it. Okay, why? Because I really lived my life like a full and complete.
Oh, like you're full and complete. Okay.
So that I got it. Like why they? Because something is represent who I am, the way they ask me.
So, like, starting from what age? Like, from birth, or was
Yeah,
this?
so from childhood, like wherever I go, like even my 4 years, 5 years, or like even my high school and my degree, wherever I go, even after marriage, before marriage, like
They
so
just
they
said, "Are you an only child?" Wow.
so that's like I ring the bell, like why they're asking that? Then
So you
I
were confident? Like, what do you think it was?
that like I could say like my parents had six kids and my mother's like my grandma passed away when she was in her 40s, 50s, and she has another seven siblings. Like one is an older, other one is married, and other five of them are with us, unmarried teenagers. And my mother's like a 6 plus 5. There's a full house.
Wait, whose kids were these?
My mom's siblings. My mom's mother was passed away, and
Yeah.
then
Oh,
my
so your mom was older and her siblings were like your age,
yeah,
sort of.
more or less older than, but that times they were teenagers and youth.
So you had,
Like,
wait, so how many? Five and six? You had 11
yeah,
kids?
five and kids, seven. But I don't feel like a full crowd of houses and things like that. I don't remember they are living there, and I have a younger siblings. I had my memory of full of I am the I had a my full of like a one person living that world, or like I have everything. I couldn't see any shortage of, but my brother complaining, instead of looking after us, you also have your siblings and you don't put my attention on us. My older brother's always complaining about my mother. But I
So
am
he didn't
personal
feel
person.
whole and he didn't feel whole and complete, your brother.
This is a personal, it's a very individual how you are taking the life, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So how do you think you did that? How were you just so wonderful in it was just it sounds like it was just within, right? It was just within.
Yeah, maybe that when I was 14 years old, I introduced my master, his name is Prem Rawat, through my mom.
Okay.
And even that age, I didn't have any problem. I don't have any shortage of my life, but I content with that. That's inner peace. No religion base, no political base, or no any other culture. But as a human
Wow.
looking for a peace and happiness, that's within you. So that I practice on that part. It's kind of a four techniques, no mantra, tantra, nothing talked about it.
But so, okay, so you were at 14. How did your mother find him?
My mother was a very religious person. She goes like a temple by temple, and she's really looking for something. And she told me that she's not happy with it. She wants more and more something. And fortunately, she went to the one relative place and they had a meeting. The Prem Rawat meeting was happened, and she just passed through. And then one sentence or two sentences really strike on her head. And so she just passed through, she didn't get it, but go home. Then she was, oh, something there. See, next day, she went to the same place and asked the auntie, what else happened yesterday? I want to know.
Wow.
Then she's introduced to the supplement. Then she is like a bank. Then from the day, and she said this is very content. She no more puja and
Very
everything.
what? She was very
Content,
what?
whatever she's looking for, and she got
Yeah.
it. The thirst was
Wow. All
quenched.
right. Can you just hold up the book? Can you
Oh,
hold up the book so people know
yeah,
what the word is?
I'm talking
Yeah.
about
So
this one.
pram
Flowers.
rawat. Okay. So pramrawat. So that's person who was leading these workshops or
No,
circles. Like,
he's
what was he
not
doing?
an individual. The people are talking about his message, that
Okay.
he is not like an individual person. He wasn't there. The people were talking about that person, and they were talking about that message on the day.
Oh, okay. So she heard them talking about, but he is a person, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Prem
Flower.
Rawat. Okay. All right. So she heard them talking about his message. She had been looking for something. She hears it. She goes back the next day and says,
And I have to
"What
say
was
that
this?"
before that, I have to say the same night she had a dream, seen a very dark place, and she's scared to move somewhere. She doesn't want to go. And one person, no, don't worry, I will take your hand. And he called a hand and taking from the dark place to the light. Then the person was short and very tiny person, never seen as a look like a Chinese person. But in Sri Lanka, we don't have a chance to see this Chinese person, even if it's not in a dream. And
Right.
she went and asked, who's the person talk about? And then they're showing the picture, and the same picture that she had a dream the last night. I forgot to tell you that
Whoa.
part.
Wow. So he was in her dream. Now, was that after she heard about him or
Yeah,
before she went the first time?
that evening she went to the aunt's place.
Yeah.
Then that night she had a dream and she went back and she was asking, but yesterday when I came here, there was a meeting going on. People were talking. What's about it? And who? Then she's asking, she doesn't even know about the person about it, eh? Because the God and things like that, gurus and a lot of things, they've never been in that kind of culture. And she was talking about, no, it's okay, I'll show you that this is the person. This is, oh my God, I had a dream about him last night.
And
Oh,
she, okay, wait. So she hadn't seen any picture about him.
no.
That is wild.
Even resembling, like he looked like a Chinese guy, but like in Sri Lanka, we don't have any Chinese that time.
But isn't that wild?
It's very
That's a
well.
wild story.
Now that I could say that, like a squench, like what you are looking for, you will get it, no matter what. But
Wow.
I'm believing that part.
Wow. Okay. So she
After,
goes.
then I could say that after a few years, then like we
So
are.
wait, so after that, and they told her what it was, she, so what did
And
she
she
do?
went there. She went and she was listening and she got the practice of the four techniques and she was practicing.
And
And
what kind of techniques are they?
we don't need to talk about it. The techniques are taking in. You can
So
go
it's
inside the inner peace. You can feel it
okay.
yourself. Who are you?
Okay.
What?
Okay. So it's about inner peace, four techniques. Okay.
Inner peace.
Wow. And then when did she bring you?
That time we were a child, and there was an event like a Sivan Chatri. One night, all Hindus, we go to the temple and we don't sleep the whole night. It's a big event in the Hindu religion. Then
Okay.
we all together, we are ready to go there. And with my father and my other sibling, my mom told us, like, I am going to listen this, like a Prem Rawat event. And whoever wants to come with me, you can come. Whoever wants to go with Appa, you can go with my father. And I choose, okay, I could come with you. And if I can come, I could stay with you for a while, 1 or 2 hours. If it's, I don't want to, then I could go and join with my Appa, my father. And says,
Yeah.
okay. And I'd go there and sit there within a 1 hour, I'm there. I
You
didn't
never left.
even go 13 for 12 years. What you're looking for, nothing's there, eh? But I got it. I got, then that's the day. I'm very strict with that. I like to.
So when they used to say, "Are you an only child?" was it after this point?
So before also they were
So
asking.
you always had some inner something.
Yeah, something.
Wow.
Even I think like I do live in the moment. Like if I can go to the even grocery shop, and one of the shop owner came and asked, I never seen a person like this shopping like this. Like you are so into the all the product, and you are the things are taking out. Like you are you're doing very interestedly. Like I was just amazing. I never seen the person shopping like this. Even the grocery shopping, it's not a cloth or dye
So
jewelry.
what was it about what you were
But
doing?
my involvement, and I'm really into that. I'm doing really very interesting. I do myself. I with myself, I could do. I could say that.
Wow. Okay. All right. So would you say, I know you got this prom robot, if I'm saying it right. Do you think you have that you're different, not in a bad way, but like that most people don't have this inner peace, that you feel differently than most people because you have it or you've learned
Yeah,
it?
I that time, even that time we could speak like we do say the few small meetings, and whoever had the techniques, we could speak about our experience. This one is not an age or group or any differences. That's a human being, and they ask, okay, Bhavani, you can, this is your turn, tell us. And I could go and say like a, then and I remember that what I said, oh, my mom is like a, she has six, like a five, and my siblings, and her love and care, she has to, we had to give it to that all of us. But I have a master. I got completely my grace, my love. So I have a more than 100% what I wanted. I'm so that much of content. I could see that happiness in me. So I'm not rely on my mom.
Wow.
So that time is like around 14, 15 years old. So that
So,
I got that content within
yeah,
myself.
so obviously your brother didn't get that. Right?
But he is very well educated. He is the first class in everything. He's an
Right, but he didn't,
yeah.
he felt, what's the word?
He's
Ugh.
kind of incomplete. I don't want to say
Yeah,
incomplete.
like he,
More attention, I could say. Need more
yeah,
attention.
he, well, I can't think of the word, but he didn't get what he felt he needed because your mom had so many kids and stuff like that. He felt, that's not abandoned. Anyway, whatever. It'll come later. The word will come later. But yeah, so there you are, complete. You got plenty of love, grace, happiness. And he's like, hey, mom, hello, where are you? Right? Waiting for her to give it to him so he could be complete, right? Would you say? Like
Yeah,
most of us,
most of
blame our parents and it's all their fault
my point,
until we get
yeah,
enlightened, right? We think
my
it's easier to
point, I'm
blame them.
that's true. The replay. But my point, what I'm saying, I don't depend on you. I found my God or power or something is in myself. That's
Yeah.
the message, yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. Okay. So there you are. You've got the grace, the love, the happiness. Then, so that's why you say you had a butterfly life, princess life, right? Because there's nothing you're missing, right? Okay.
And
Now I
at
get it.
the
I
same
thought
time,
it was monetary when you first told me, but it's not. It's internal. Okay. So then, when did the war break out? How old were you?
it was happened there and here, that was happened, and the big
Okay.
and then there's a lot of groups. There was a time, the LTT, you heard about it, and a lot of they one time they stand on like a terrorist. It's not a terrorist, they are just freedom fighters, I could say, whoever, because of that, that happened, like a majority and minority in Sri Lanka. We are minority people, Tamils.
Tamil. Okay. So Tamil
It's
is a religion
minority.
or a language?
Language-wise.
Language.
Language.
Okay. So
Excuse me.
Tamil. Okay. And who was fighting you as the Tamils?
The Tamils with Sinhalese. So that's a majority people, Sinhalese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Singles. Okay. Obviously,
And
I
that's a
don't know much.
major one thing I could say that for a university entrance, we had to like a four subject for 400 marks. If you can take a 388, only you can get the medical school, medical field. 388.
Wait, so 388 out of 400?
400.
That
But for
that's
the
a test.
state, for the
Wait, is
first
that a
state,
test?
yes, for a university entrance score,
Oh, okay. So the score
USA.
you needed, yeah.
And for a single is 180 is enough. So big differences in there.
Wow. So did you get in?
And no, I did it, but I couldn't continue in the university. I did an external university. I couldn't go because of the war. I moved from Jaffna to capital, and I did an external.
You didn't what?
External degree.
Okay.
Yeah,
So what does
because
that mean?
without going inside the university, then I did it privately with a university. I'm a university graduate, but I did an external.
Okay.
I took like 9 years instead of 4 years course. When I finished it for 9 years due to the war and a lot of things was happening. So our time
Okay.
was badly affected time.
Was it scary?
We in the bunker, you know that bunker, heard about the bunker? We had to in the land, we had to hide it in go run it hide it. We cannot stay in houses. They could bomb and helicopter shooting and things like that. So whatever the even nowadays sometimes the aeroplane can go, helicopter can go. I had to sometimes I'm where I am. That time we had to go ran to the bunker.
So that must have been scary.
Yeah, very scary. A lot of people die and
Ugh.
yeah. If
Anyone you knew? Your family?
thank God it's not immediate family. Yeah, we had it.
Wow. But
If
you're
it
still smiling and happy and complete. But you
if
had fear? Did you have fear?
oh my God. When I was in Sri Lanka, when if I can take up bombing and everything, I couldn't stay in it like this in the bunker. Oh my God, what if the foreigners can do this one? I was thinking about that part. Even I don't know the other world is how comes looking at this kind of they are killing people. And how come other world is looking like this? They will stop one day. I don't know when that age and the thing, but right now the whole world is like really working on it. Eh? It's not a
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, all right. So there you are running into the bunker. I mean, that it's like when, like but so some of the, like in the World War II, London or wherever, as soon as they heard the plane, th same thing, they're running into the bunkers, but they were in the city,
Yeah.
so I can't even imagine. All right. So there you are. So when does your family leave?
We left my
Like, I
father.
know, yeah, you said your parents went first, and how old were you when they
Yeah.
left?
No. We went to the first 1987. My father went to capital of Sri Lanka, Colombo. And followed that, my two brothers, they are a little bit teenagers. We sent it to their India to study. Then we had three girls and one boy, and with my mother. And there was another time when the Indian peace forces came. Then even that time, even more drapes and a lot of things was happened. It was so scary. Then we also moved to Colombo in 1989. 87, 89, kind of a one by one we could move. We had to move from the place.
So was
It's
it safer
different.
there in the capital?
Yeah, it's compared to the bombing and things like that and arresting and the people are like disappears. They could arrest it. sometimes they're killed, and they don't, we don't know. Still, there's a big list of people. It's, we don't know where about. So a lot of things was happened, and
Very okay.
a lot of rapes was happened. So these are the things we have to move.
Rapes, did you say?
By
Ugh.
Indian Army, the peace was, they've called as peace forces, but like did it happen, so many things.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. So you go to the Capitol and then you're better. Everything's better there.
I don't want to say better, but we had a life without bomb
Okay.
sound and bombing and shooting and things like that, hiding. And in the evening time, all the boys has to run to the forest, and they are hiding themselves because they could do anything. It's more scary part.
What? Why just the boys?
Because the terrorists, they're called terrorists, the LTD and the freedom fighters, they're called
Yeah.
terrorists, and they're against them. There's a lot of political things was happened, eh? Like so many different, lot of things happened, and they thought all the boys in somehow in the involved in the things. They are fighting it
Yeah.
inside.
Oh, okay. Okay, so when did they, that's, I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't.
True.
So when did your parents eventually go to Canada, you said?
Yeah, my older brother, after finished his school in India, then he came to Canada around
Okay.
1992. I think 89, 90. And he sponsored the family parents. Only one last one is only under 18. So they couldn't sponsor us because we are over 18. And my parents came with my parents and one, my sister, he sponsored.
Okay. And then how long did you have to wait?
Then my parents in Canada, they proposed the marriage, and the man was in Canada. Then I came to Canada 1996 as a fiancée.
Oh, okay. So that's how you got out. Oh, okay. Oh boy. All right, it's time for our commercial break, but we gotta, so stay tuned. She's about to get married, and then you'll hear what happens with that. Don't go away. Now we're gonna hear from our sponsor, and we're gonna keep going. Wow, this is quite a story. Okay.
Do you ever feel like you can't say what you really want to say? Or that you're stuck or in a holding pattern in your relationships, career, personal life, or finances? Are there things you want in life that you've given up on? Are you resigned that this is as good as it's going to get? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Hillary Burns, host of the Getting Real with Hillary Show, has the solution you need. Hillary is a published author of 3 books and has a program called the Getting Real Process. This process frees you from what is holding you back, allowing you to create a life you love. Don't believe it? It is hard to believe that it could work, isn't it? The proof is that hundreds of Hillary's clients have used the Getting Real process and are now free to create whatever they want in relationships, career, finances, enjoying life, or just loving themselves more. So go to realtalkwithhillary.com and order Hillary's book, Real Talk, and set up a conversation.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teachers' plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. KIKORI.
Thank you again to our sponsor, KokoriApp.com. That was my daughter's voice. I always have to give her a plug. And don't forget, if you aren't speaking up, we just finished our first round of the Getting Real Process course. It was extremely valuable for the people in it. They created miracles. Their lives are not the same. And we are going to be starting our next round of the course in September. I urge you all to go to realtalkwithhillary.com, take the quiz, set up a time to talk, and let's see if you should be in that course, because I'm telling you what, your life will not be the same. I was in the course too, and mine is not. So back to Bhavani. We are about to get to Canada. And can you hear that rain? Wow, it's really bright. You can't hear the rain, can you? Hear? No, okay. It's really loud. All right. So you got to get out of Sri Lanka. Were you happy to get out of that country with all the
Yes.
scariness?
Yes,
Yeah.
definitely.
Okay. Were you excited about your marriage? Had you met the guy?
Not like because in Canada to Sri Lanka, that time we couldn't visit it without visa. So
Okay.
talked about like over the phone. That time we don't have a video call either, no Zoom. So only phone. It took like a 9 to 11 months to sponsor me.
Okay. So were you excited at that time to go? Yeah.
Yeah, I was joining with my parents also, kind of a reunification with my parents, eh?
Yeah. So you're excited to go see them again.
Come to Canada.
Yeah. Okay. So then if you don't mind talking about what happened, I know, 'cause it's an arranged marriage and usually those people stay,
Yeah,
right?
in our culture, is arranged marriage is very acceptable, I could
Yeah.
say.
Yeah. Okay. But in your case, something happened and you decided not to stay, right?
Yeah, it's like some problem with my in-laws, and we don't have a happy marriage. And I was talking about like happiness is very important. If I can stay like this, I don't want to do, but it will happen. I will move from these situations. He was asking me, like, are you threatening me? I said, no, but this is a situation. I can't live this marriage life without happy. At some point, I couldn't see myself there. I lost my completely. I couldn't see where I was. That is like my waking call.
So, okay, so was that like a big deal in your family, or did they support you?
Actually, I didn't share with my family. They thought like I'm having a happy life and things like that. I don't want to. This was a problem going on, but I don't want to share these things. I don't want to get a problem every day, call my mom and aunt. I don't want to do that. I try my best to manage, but I don't want to involve my parents in that situations.
Right. Okay. So you just left one day.
It's not left easily.
Right.
That time I was 3 months pregnant. In the 2 months, my family doctor asked me to see the gynecologist because I was taking the very strong pills for the headache and things like that due to the stress. And then my doctor and gynecologist, they asked me to do abortion the child. That's not healthy for me and the child. So that is a I kind of stopped there, and I asked my ex-husband, like, can you do something on that? I'm a degree holder on psychology. So I know how much the mind and body is working together. So even it's not too late, if I can give me the break for the problems for 9 months, I could have a nice, great baby. I don't believe in the medical field, but I believe myself. My happiness is really in that involved in my child. our child, and he couldn't stand, I could say that. He's bond with the parents and sister, so he couldn't, the problems,
He couldn't give you the peace you were looking
peace
for.
of mind, yeah. So I gave up everything, could have my life to back, or I try my best, but there was a time couldn't. Then I don't know what to do with that. But only thing I could see that I told one time ago, okay, we can't fight like this. We can live like the unhappy life. But I couldn't imagine one our child in between us looking at like a weird way. That I couldn't imagine. That's a big, we are what we are going to give to the child. This is like we have to change. You have to change, or our life has to be changed. Otherwise, this wouldn't worth it. And my health also affected, and no any other improvement in the relationship, no improvement on the situations. Then it was one time was last, and sorry for that. One time,
So what happened?
then I left it. I left it like a.
You left them, but what happened to the baby?
Then whatever they decided that the doctors give us a date, I have to go and do the abortion. I did that. When I remove my jewels because of that procedure, I remove the relationship also. It's not like I'm not healthy, or the situation's not healthy. We don't have a food or anything. We don't have a roof or anything. But there's a problem, which is we could manage it, but we couldn't manage it. If I can leave the child because of the our way of being, I couldn't. It's not worth it. Even he could give that life because of the child, and he pushed me that level of. They pushed that the child has to be removed, and that is it's not worth it, living that
Right.
life. Yeah.
So it was something to do with his family that
Sorry?
made there was, it was something to do with his family that made you that didn't work for you, right?
If you're married, a husband, wife, thousand people comes and goes, but end of the day, you and the husband and wife, eh? You have to take a decision. You have to live your life. So that is, I was believed in that part.
But he didn't.
He couldn't.
He couldn't. Well, okay. All right. So you left. That's a big decision. And then where did you go from there?
From my parents' place.
Okay.
Then even there's a big incident. I don't want to talk about it. Like they don't know until 1 week. I left and I came. I thought like my husband's going for Vancouver for 1 week trip. Because I don't, that's a too much stress. I don't want to talk about it, and I
Yeah.
give us stress and things like that. But whatever I went through, they don't know. But gradually they will get to know what they have to know about whatever they can. They because the family, both family has to have a conversation, eh, back and forth. Then they will find out. I don't want to tell anything, good and bad, or my side, their side. I don't want to tell about it. And then they realized. Yeah.
So after the week when he was supposed to come home from Vancouver,
But
you just
he didn't
right.
come. And yeah, my other people are calling and giving the list some other things because the family was playing the game. And life is drama. I know that life is play the game. But it's not a such a way. You cannot
Yeah.
manipulate the situation, say, and then get to know.
Wow. So what year was that? That was around 97, 90,
97 to
98,
29 years.
29 years ago.
No, that time, 20,
Oh, you were 29. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. So then you went with your parents, and then when did you get your job after that? Is that when
Oh,
you got the job?
then time like my family was really supported me, and I get out from the house. I didn't crying in the corner, but I update myself. I studied. I don't know tons of other funny things. I tried to flight attendant from Canada. Then they were selected. Then there was a four interview, and the third interview they were talking about like we had to travel country and on call the AM PM this and that. Then the salary was $825. Then only I got to know what $825. So then I said it's not me. Like something wrong somewhere. Staying another country for 2 days and I called that employment counselor. This is, I'm in the airport. I finished the third interview. There's a problem. So where are you? I'm in the airport. Come to me. Like, what's wrong with you? They go, you're not a flight attendant person. Then he told me the first time, you are a people person. Mm. Don't waste your time on giving the coffee and tea. That's not, I don't want to say that. I'm sorry for that. But the way, because you're a very deep person, more than you can do things to people.
Mm.
I came home and this much of bundle of, I studied the things. Then I put it in a corner. I just went out on the road and I've seen one of the non-profit organization. Even I don't know that. And I knocked the door and I went and said, I'm looking for a volunteer job. Because it's non-profit. With a people person, we had to go and do the things, eh?
Yeah.
They were interviewed me and okay, you can come. And after that, I committed myself 5 days a week instead of 3-4 hours because I want to know, because I'm a newcomer, I was a newcomer, the language barrier, and I don't know the culture, the mainstream, and because I was stuck in the home, a lot of things has happened. Then I was there. The manager was so supportive and she asked me to go a lot of courses, even there, some of the workshops or seminars come. So she asked me to go and join. That's very, very open. That time I found the next door, there's a women's, Scarborough Women's Center. That was a women's center helping women. There's a course going to start, like a self-sufficient course only for abused women. Then there was a question like from the day one, like a separate, I'm separated, but mentally it's not, I couldn't separate from that happened. Eh? So why it happened? Why me? What's wrong with me? Why everybody has a husband, wife and family life. Why I couldn't have the life? So maybe I made a mistake or what's wrong there? So I even the abuse, the word is new for me. The family, I'm the first person separated from. The marriage life, and I really am shocked, and I want to know what happened to me. Then I joined and I registered. I said, I am from Sri Lanka and the Tamil community, but if another person not in Sri Lankan, I could join because I don't want to talk about my problem publicly and with other people and things like that. I'm so concerned about it. And they said only 12 people can join for a 1 year course, and you are the only one Sri Lankan. All 11 people are in different countries, even one Canadian, one American, one like all 12 people are internally different. Then only I found out it's a family, you see, abuse is abuse. Doesn't matter, women or men. Men are men, women are women. Doesn't matter which country, background, education, nothing is there. Abuse is abuse.
Mm. Wow.
So then I got it like, wow. This has happened to me. Because I want to know what happened. Eh? The terminology wise, I couldn't even know. I don't know that part. Before I don't know what's the abuse, and I went through that part. Eh? I did a 1 year course on that part. Then after another same organization, they put like a settlement services. There's a course starting from other end, like a 4 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours traveling, 6 hours traveling, and I studied that part. End of the study, and place I was working with, volunteering, and there's a, beside the door, there's another organization. I gave my resume. I said, I'm looking for a reception job. I said, when she was glanced at the resume and she said, "You're looking for a reception job? Why? What's wrong with you? You have this much of qualifications and you did blah 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 blah. No, I'll take care of your resume, but you don't want to apply for a reception." Then after within 3 weeks, people are calling for a settlement counselor job for an interview.
Oh.
I don't know even what where she sent it. I don't have an idea. My worker, Mrs. Martha, still I remember her. So she sent it for an organization, and three organizations called for a certain, what I'm doing right now, settlement counselor. And I choose Tamil community. This is 44 years, right now, the 44th years organization, mainly 13 languages we are serving, but like mainly the Tamil. I
Wow.
choose. Still, I'm 22 years I'm working here.
Wow. Oh my God. And what does settlement mean? What does that mean?
We are helping newcomers until settle in Canada, until become a Canadian citizen. We do help. This is funded by Ministry of Immigration,
Okay.
mainly.
And are they refugees like you were,
We
sort of?
don't deal with the refugees. After refugee, as a convention refugee, we are helping refugees, and as a permanent resident until get a Canadian citizen, we are helping to settle in Canada.
And you
13.
enjoy it. Do you enjoy that work?
This is my passion. When I was
Oh.
grade 7 in Sri Lanka, my teachers have put a sign in, very good, and mark, and I like that a sign at authority.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a, I could see that. Oh wow, she put a very sign and just put the things. And I'm a commissioner for it. I'm signing the documents to the translation, everything. Then the helping people. This is my passion. I don't know how the God or whoever this like a planet, and I'm in the right place and right time. I can say this.
Oh, so it worked out. Wow.
I
Well,
didn't do any homework, but I do whatever I want to do by the timing. But things are happening to me.
Wow. Okay. Well, we have 4 minutes left. What do you want to let people know? How can, what do you want to let people know, and how can they, what can they contact you for if they have one?
I could say like I fled because of the war situation. War has stopped. Everything's like a, I could say war stopped. But the things are happening. Whoever left, fled from the Sri Lanka. There's a UN refugee convention countries such as Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, India, still refugees are living. But there are tons of problems right now going on. I am also part of these people, and we are working on, we are looking for a fund, and we want the government for these people because this is UN refugees.
Okay.
They had to re from these countries, they had to bring it to the Canada or any other places, but still they are stuck, and their kids are in a very vulnerable situations. And even Sri Lanka, they have a lot of people. They don't have even roof or for a food for a other time. So I am part of it, and they are looking for. And the same times, this is like a peace education from this master happening, peace education program. This the program's happening all over the world. There's more than 700 countries, and like this peace education program, translator from 30 languages, 70 countries is happening. Yes, I could say like from this events like a university schools, business centers, prison, rehab, lot of them. My master called for an event like a even get UN headquarters. I was there. He was talking about the peace for another countries and things like that. But it's not a political peace.
Right.
Peace is
So
inner
how
peace.
would, yeah. So if people are interested, how would they find out more about that? Either like if they are a refugee or if they know refugees, you can help them.
For Sri Lankan refugees matters, they can contact me. I could connect to the people what they're looking for in but their capacity, I could connect with them.
Okay. And so Bhavani's number, if you know any Sri Lankan refugees, is 416-555-5555. 525-9821, and we'll also put it in the notes. So 416-525-9821. And then if they want to find out more about Prem, say it for me. Prem.
Rawat.
Right. Rawat. Somehow I have it on the other piece of paper that I turned over. Okay. Prem Wawa, if they want to find out more about him, where would
Yeah,
they go for that?
TPRF, Prem Rawat Foundation, TPRF.org
Okay.
slash
Okay.
peace education
Okay.
hyphen program slash educations. I could, can you, people can see.
Oh, okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. So TPRF.org/peace-education-program/edu/. Okay, we'll put that in the notes
Okay,
so that
so
people.
quickly you can say TPRF.org, then take you whatever the
Okay.
education
So
program.
TPRF.
RF.org.
Thomas Paul Robert Fred.org. Okay, great. All right. Anything you would like to say in closing? Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you
I'm
so
sure
much.
there, yeah, I'm sure there are other people with the same one that will feel better knowing how great you're doing, you know?
Still, I'm doing a lot of my volunteer hours, a lot of other organizations. I'm immediate president of another nonprofit organization. And this peace education program also, I'm a facilitator. I'm doing things. And this Indonesian refugees, and we do govern for whatever we can. And maximum, I'm doing my, as a settlement counselor, so there's a lot of people I'm helping out. This is my passion, though. Doing what I'm doing and really grateful what I'm having right now. This is really great. Thank you so much for your timing and your hearing that. Your audience, thank you so much for hearing me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Really, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you for listening to the Getting Real with Hillary show. We hope you were entertained and inspired. Please subscribe to Hillary's newsletter. Go to gettingrealwithhillary.com for more freedom techniques and fantastic stories and links to other great stuff. And don't forget to tune in every week on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio TV. And let's get real. Let's get connected. Let's get inspired and create that life you love.